2011, she married another female Episcopal priest, a heretic abomination known as Mally Lloyd. It is unclear whether or not they're still together. Wait a minute. What happened? What? Lesbian Episcopal priests don't have it till death do us part? Kind of an example you set in here. Anyway, I'll come back to it. Why conservatives need to stop sending so many pundits to college campi? Well, this is interesting. It's fall, which means the college speakers are flocking towards the campuses. That brings a question to mind. Why are conservatives so obsessed with the idea of high-profile conservatives speaking to college students anyway? Good question. Or if you're the speaker going from college town to college town, giving a stump speech to crowds of impressed young people is a pretty decent way to live. It's good for the ego, good for the wallet, and it probably gets you invited to great parties every so often. I can confirm. Check on all three. But if you're a college student, well, for them and the rest of us, there's much less tangible benefit. Treating righty students as if their purpose is to provide a cushy lifestyle for righty pundits funded out of donors' pockets or college activity fees doesn't help them make a difference on the campi they live on. Oh, really? Mr. Church, it's just sour grapes that reason you're doing that story. I've said this publicly, and I challenge anyone that's in my position to follow suit. Now, they're not going to, but I'll say it anyway. I no longer charge an honoraria. If you invite me to come speak at your place, I'm not going to send you. It's $2,000 or $5,000 plus expenses. Now, I will expect that if I got to travel 2,000 miles, that you're going to make the travel expense go away. All I ask for is, can I put a table up with our wares on it and sell some books? And Mark Levin used to make fun of me for selling t-shirts and flags and the stuff that we, and coffee, the stuff that we sell in the Catholic corner. And I'm pretty good. I trust that whatever I need in order to keep doing this will be provided. And it has been. Now, again, there's a competition out there for these fees. You know that Abby Johnson is yanking down $20,000 an appearance? Well, I have a family to support. Again, Matthew 16, what's the verse about the birds of the air being fed? So why are you out there fretting about your food? Do you not believe that your heavenly Father will take care of you? Look, I told some people recently, and I've been discouraged to do this. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it. There's bigger fish to fry and there's bigger problems. I'm still going to do it. The chivalry and media kind of lay third order. Knights for media here. If we're going to walk the walk, then talk. Then you got to talk. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk, as the saying goes. You can't be an opponent of usury. You can't be an opponent of modern American work ethic purely for profit and then not be an opponent of it. Now, everyone understands the travel expenses and all that. I don't have any problem. And I also concur that time does have a value to it. But this is the difference between a vocation and a career. If you want this fallen, rotten world around us to change, then you want to pursue, and you want the next generation to get back to pursuing vocations. They're going to be happier and more stable anyway. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not sanguine or happy or encouraged about the prospects for any of this. This is not going to happen in my lifetime, barring a divine intervention. But that does not mean that makes it right. Most of what happens in modernity is wrong. And it leads many, many tens, hundreds, maybe billions of souls into perdition, on the road to perdition. It's as simple as that. So I started reading the story and I go like, hey, dude, I've actually talked about this before. People look at me like, you're just jealous of everyone else. You just want to get invited back. I would like to get invited back. I like speaking to people.
Well, this is also why she gets very defensive when you talk about the fact that her husband is a stay-at-home husband. He can't pull down $20,000 for an hour.
Was that Maggie Minute or just for me? Whoa, Maggie's becoming a big part of the show today. Woot, woot, hump day!